Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. It is such a blessing to be here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries on this Monday, the 27th day of June 2022. It is a blessing to be in the land of the living, and we're glad that God continues to smile on us each and every day. We look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He takes us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. There is nobody like our God, and so we just thank God today for just blessing us and keeping us and helping us to be all that we can be in him. We're glad for our families and how he is taking care of our families and helping our families to be where they need to be and drawing them to himself. And we know that as we continue to pray, we are going to see them. They're going to come to Jesus Christ and begin to live for him as God blesses them to be here. It's coming down, 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 it's coming down. The power of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray, then the Lord will have his way. Then the power of the Lord is coming down. It's coming down, 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 it's coming down. The blessings of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray that the Lord would have his way, then the blessings of the Lord is coming down. It's coming down, 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 it's coming down. The power of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray that the Lord will have his way, then the power of the Lord is coming down. It's coming down, 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 it's coming down. The power of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray that the Lord will have his way, then the power of the Lord is coming down. And we know once it comes down, we realize that it's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. We praise the Lord today because it is done. It's done, yes, it's done. It's done, yes, it's done. With the power of the Lord. It's done, yes, it's done. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank the Lord this morning for God. You are great. And greatly to be praised. It's from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We praise your name, God. We bless you today, God, because you are perfect, Lord. In all of our ways, we acknowledge you, Lord, and you direct our path. We're grateful, Lord, today because we know that you're sovereign and you have no respect of person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. We're grateful, Lord, today because you're everywhere. You see all things. All power is in your hands, and the world is ruled at your command. We thank you that you rule and you super rule. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, today because you, your word would not go out and return to you void. It shall accomplish that which you please, O God, and that's why we speak your word with authority, O God, and we have faith in you, O God, because without faith, it's impossible to please you, God. So we're grateful for just the knowledge of your word, oh God. And we know, God, today as we see you doing great things, oh God, we can trust you to take us to the higher heights and deeper depths, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, who gave his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. We thank you, Jesus, for your obedience to come down to this earth. You could have stayed in heaven, but you came to this earth because you knew there was a need. So we're grateful, Jesus, for what you did. Thank you for when you went up the hill, Golgotha, you bore all those stripes, and because of that, we are healed. Thank you for healing this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus, and healing children's bread, oh God. Oh, my Father, we thank you so much, oh, God, for that blood, that cleansing, atoning blood of Jesus Christ. My God, my God, we thank you because what Jesus did in sending the gift of the Holy Ghost, we have authority through the Holy Ghost, oh God, and we realize it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon us. Spirit of the living God, even lead us and guide us in our prayers today. My God, my God. And because of the Spirit of the Lord God Almighty, because of the Holy Ghost, we have authority. Jesus gave us authority to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us, oh God. So we thank you, God, today for that Holy Ghost today. Holy Ghost, just continue to lead us today as we go throughout this day and show us the things that we need to know, oh God, and help us to follow after holiness and righteousness so that we will have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, oh God. My God, my God, this morning we repent of any sins of omission and commission, oh God, anything that we've said, done, or thought that was not in your will, Lord. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable, my God, in your sight, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer, oh God. We thank you, Father, today for just giving us the mind, oh God, to forgive and to forget about the past, oh God, those who have done us wrong, oh God. We just want to just bless them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and heap coals on top of their heads, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Father, we realize that vengeance belongs to you, oh God, and you shall repay. That is your word, oh God, so we don't want to retaliate, oh God, and cause anybody any harm, oh God. We just want to bless them, oh God, bless our enemies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because you will make our enemies our footstool, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, we praise your name, God. My Father, we pray for healing across the nation, oh God, because we know that healing is of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we decree and declare right now by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, oh God, that those, oh God, have sicknesses in their bodies, oh God. So we pray for those who have cancer of the brain, oh God, cancer of the lymph node, oh God, cancer of the breast, oh God, prostate cancer, oh God, blood cancer, oh God, leukemia, Lord Jesus, and all kinds of cancers going through the body today, oh God. We decree and declare that those cells are dried up, oh God. They will not continue to grow in the bodies today, God. We decree and declare that the miracle shall come forth right now in the name of Jesus. My God, there are those who have had strokes, oh God. We pray, Father, for their bodies, oh God, their brains to get right, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so they'll be able to walk again and be able to talk, Lord, and speak normally, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, we come and bind up the spirit of dementia, oh God, and the spirit of lunatic, oh God. That lunatic demon, we tell you right now, you are destroyed by the power of Jesus Christ. My God, we pray, Father, today for those who have arthritic conditions, oh God, in their joints, oh God, that those swellings will go down right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those who have spleen problems, oh God, and kidney failure, God, gallstones, oh God, and any kind of sickness in the body, oh God, those sicknesses we may not be able to remember what they are, God, but you are the healer. Heart trouble today, oh God. Somebody had a heart attack, oh God, and you can heal today, God. In the name of in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those who have HIV, Lord, that the HIV will be removed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. AIDS, oh God, being removed from the body today, oh God, those who have constant headaches, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, heal those headaches today, God, whatever's causing it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who are worrying, oh God, and may have an ulcer, Lord, we pray and ask, Father, for your help concerning the ulcer, oh God, that their ulcers will be healed today, God, in the name of Jesus, my Father, we thank you, Lord, today for just healing those who have COVID, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you remove it from their bodies, oh God, that they will not have any adverse reactions options down the road, oh God. Completely heal them of the COVID, oh God. In the name of Jesus, colds and flus today, God, need to be healed, Father. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. Those who are schizophrenic, oh God, paranoia, oh God, heal the minds today, oh God. Those who are suicidal, we bind up that demon of death right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God, for the victory, oh God. I decree this morning that they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for each and every person who's here right now, oh God, that you cover them with your blood, oh God. Protect us all, oh God. Help us to keep our eyes on you, God, and not on the circumstance, oh God, because we know that you are the one who delivers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for deliverance this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In our families, oh God, there are those, oh God, who have very bad attitudes, oh God. There are those who are jealous, oh God. We bind up that jealous demon in the name of Jesus. Make Kayla La Shatana Makula. We tell you, devil, you would not keep the people jealous in our families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those who have evil spirits, oh God, to try to cause harm to a family member. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for them, oh God, that they will have the spirit of love. So we lose love today, oh God. We lose joy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we bind up that vindictive demon in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for the healing, Father. In the name of Jesus, my God, we praise you this morning, oh God, because you are healing families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those families who have incest going on right now, we bind up that demonic spirit of incest, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, those who are raping their children, oh God, raping other people, oh God, we bind up that demon of rape, Lord, in the name of Jesus. My Father, little innocent children being hurt and harmed, oh God, by these evil spirits, oh God, in the parents and the uncles, in the aunts, oh God, in the babysitters, oh God, in the churches, oh God, the daycare centers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God, for the victory today, oh God, that these children will get relief, oh God. Little kids who cannot even walk yet, they're not even old enough to walk, Lord, being raped, oh God. In the name of Jesus, make Kayla Shatana Makulita Lashita. Marco Lele Kapula Lashita. My God, I pray that you will reveal those evil perpetrators, oh God, that they will no longer be available to harm our little children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Teenagers, oh God, we pray for them this morning, oh God, that you help them, oh God, along the way, oh God. Those who do not know you and the pardon of their sins, oh God, that they will come to Jesus Christ before it's for everlasting too late, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. That demon of murder across this United States of America and around the world, oh God, that mass murder demon, we tell you, you stop what you're doing right now, in the name of Jesus. The Leviathan spirit. In the name of Jesus, we tell you, Father, that we believe that you heal our land today, oh God. As the people of God, we humble ourselves and pray, God. My God, we just thank you, Lord, today as we rejoice, oh God, for the victory, oh God. The battles are being won in the spirit realm, oh God, as we pull down strongholds today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, the wickedness in high places, oh God, we have authority over the wickedness in high places, oh God. We realize that the devil is out there roaming the earth like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, oh God, but we have authority over him right now to tread on serpents or on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, oh God, and nothing shall by an enemy's hurt us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for the victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in our families, oh God, in our cities, oh God, in our states, in our neighborhoods, oh God. Continue to protect, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. If anybody in our neighborhoods has some evil intention, Lord, today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, sort it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody may have a gun trying to use it today, God. We pray, Father, today that the gun would jam, that they would not be able to find it, in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that somebody will find out what they're doing and stop them before it's too late, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we just pray for protection wherever we are, oh God. It doesn't matter if we're in the school, oh God, if we're in the hospital, oh God, in the church, oh God, in the shopping center, oh God, in the gas gas station, oh God, in the downtown, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Father, we thank you for the blood, oh God. The blood prevails each and every day, God. So we thank you, Father, today for doing the work in Jesus' name. We thank you. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. So if Sister Marie is available, you're welcome to go ahead and continue leading in this hour.
Okay, good morning. Good morning, everyone. So let's, everyone, unmute your phones. We're going to come in at this time. We're not going to petition God for anything. We're going to give him praise for what he's already done, but we're waiting on him to do and what you have known him to do for others. So just let's give him praise for whatever. Everyone come in.
Thank you, Lord, for who you are,
Almighty God.
Who we are, and whom we belong to, Father. We belong to you, God, Father God. And without you, we cannot make it in this world today, Father. But this is the day that you have made. We're going to rejoice this day and be glad in it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us right now, God, to do all that we are right now, God, to serve you right now, God. And what is it that you would have us to do always, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for joy. Thank you, Lord, for our minds. Thank you, Lord, for our being. Thank you, for our family, for protecting. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I will rejoice when you have made me glad.
You have made me glad. You have made me glad. And I will rejoice. You have made me glad.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
We bless your name, O Lord God.
praise
you,
Jesus.
Praise your name, Lord.
So thank everyone for all the praise that have went up. And this morning, I would like to speak on forgiveness. Speaking from Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave us. God is a forgiving God, so as we should be like God. Some people have never forgave from incidents from years ago. Matthew 6:15 says, if you don't forgive others, your Father in heaven will not forgive your sins. Look at the load that you are carrying around. That you not forgiven. You drain your peace out of yourself. Luke 23:34 says, Jesus said, when they put him on the cross, nailed him to the cross, and before he died, he said, Jesus, he said, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they are doing. God will not forgive you if you don't forgive others. This is a time, anyone that you haven't forgave, you need to forgive them so God can forgive you. Unforgiveness will hinder your growth in Christ. So forgive those that have disappointed you, those that have wronged you. The word for the day I give y'all is forgiveness. So you always have to look at your situation when you're not forgiving folks. What you're hindering, a blessing, shorting your blessing, because as God forgave, he wants the world to forgive one another. And that's gonna give you growth once you let go of that forgiveness. And some of it may not be forgiveness or, you may be looking at the wrong thing. But see, the word of God says to forgive. So that's why we have to forgive. We walk in the word of God. We want to be more like God. So we should try to be more like God. So that's why I'm speaking on forgiveness today. I don't know who that may be meant for. But I never go to sleep with something that somebody made us say it. See, a lot of times we take things the wrong way when people say something. You get mad. Instead of getting mad, you need to pray about it. It's what God is there for us to give everything to him. So that means forgiving people and moving on. So because you don't know, or a lot of people wondering why they're in the situation they're in, it's mostly because they have not forgiven. So I hope y'all got something out of that. And I'm going to read the scripture of the week for this week, June 27th, 2022. It's Acts 2:21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall come on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And as Pastor Bunchen said, trust God throughout your life. So what you do is, your family members are not saved, your friends not saved, or you get an opportunity to speak to someone. Lead them to Christ. By saying the prayer to save you. So right now, what I'm going to do is the lines are open. If you have a prayer request, praise report, testimony, or something you have on your heart you want to share, feel free right now at this time. If not, still give your name, the knowledge that you are here, if you like.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys this morning. Good morning, everyone. Sent out a prayer request. I don't know if everybody know it or not, but for Darlene Jones, her sister passed away, and And so prayer for her and the family and stuff. Her sister passed away in another state. And so just want things to roll smoothly so they can get her body back to where she lives. I don't know anything more than that, so I don't want to add any more to it or take anything away from it. But prayer, continual prayer for Sister Darlene Jones. Continual prayer and thanking God for Beverly and for me and my family and everybody else's family on this line and everywhere else in this world. And amen.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. The last day here listening in agreement. Just continue praying for the families, yes, and my family, and my daughter Queen and her friend traveling message from Atlanta coming home. Thank you.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Chris. I want to pray for Ambi and her son. His name is Halik. He was involved in like a shooting and he got shot in the leg, and his foot is numb, and he's not able to feel the feeling in his foot. So I'm just praying for God to restore his foot and his leg. He's only, I think he's 17 years old. So we're praying for him. I want to pray for him. My sister, I want to continue to pray for my sister. Where's somebody else? And that's it. And I want to pray over my business in Jesus' name.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning, this is Yvonne. I want to pray for Eric. He lost his wife Saturday.
Amen. Good morning.
Salvation.
Amen. Good morning. Anyone else want to give your name? Anyone else have a prayer request, praise report, a testimony, or something you would like to share?
Good morning, everyone. It's Sister Sheila.
Morning, Sister Sheila.
I just want to say good morning to everyone. I'm at work a little early today. I have to take care of business. Being a first home buyer, my hot water heater went out. So I just want y'all to pray with me and for me that I be able to take care of business properly and not get robbed in the midst of it, and just let God handle everything. I know y'all prayer warriors, so I'm truly asking for a financial miracle to happen. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Lois. Just keep my family in prayer. Everybody have a great day. Amen.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God, everybody. I just give God thanks. He is such a wonderful God. And we had a youth event at our church this past, and the testimonies of how God just helped our youth, and they were Christ, got baptized, and it was just a beautiful thing. And we pray that each and every year it gets better and more children, our youth, not just children, little kids, but our teenagers, young adults, that they continue to come to Christ, and those who receive Jesus this weekend, we just want to pray that they will remain faithful to Jesus Christ, that they will stay in the kingdom of God, not let the enemy take them back out into the world to do what they were doing before. Thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to pray for Sister Works, Vandas Works, for depression. Pressing up the Lord with give us strength and break the power of depression off for her mind, off for her life. Amen.
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 Anyone else? Okay. So I'm asking one more time, anyone else who haven't spoke, that haven't have want to give your name, testimony, pay support, or something you have to say? Okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to come in and we're going to do a corporate prayer. Go out here, every name and every request that was called out. And he'll also hear the ones come to you as we pray. Just put them out there in the atmosphere. And we all agree with one another. So corporate prayer, let's all come in.
Okay, before we interrupt for a moment, we are getting near the top of the hour. I'm going to share about this thing we've been focusing on. And once I do that, we can pray about these prayer requests and pray about this mass shooting across the nation at first. Okay, so we are continuing to pray. I remember Jehoshaphat was a prophet of God, and he was about to come and have a fight. There were three different armies that were going to fight him. And before they fought, I mean, he sought the Lord, and what he did before the battle was put the praisers, the singers, out there first. They began to sing, and then when they went to battle, the armies that were wanting to come against Jehoshaphat and his people, the others just began to fight against themselves. And I'm just doing a quick rundown about this. They began to fight amongst themselves, and they destroyed each other, and Jehoshaphat and the children of Israel did not have to fight. So this morning, we're going to pray that the enemies out there will begin to fight each other. In other words, the demons that are trying to control, they will begin to fight and destroy each other so that they will not go into the people, that these people who are out there who have ill intentions will not be used by the devil.
Yes.
We're going to pray that these spirits will begin to fight amongst each other and be destroyed in Jesus' name. We believe that the Lord is here with us as we are praying, and we know that in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 23, it says, "And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailers to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks." And verse 25 says, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and it were loose." So even in the midst of this trouble, we will praise the Lord and thank him, as we did even this morning, as we were to praise. Sister Marie led us into that praise session. We continue to praise the Lord and thank God in advance for the deliverance from this mass shooting murder demon across the nation. We bind the demon up and cast him to the abyss within him, and that people will be free to serve the Lord. These who have bad intentions, pray that they will come to Jesus Christ, that they will live for God, they will submit to his authority. Even those who have taken lives, that they will ask God to forgive them of that foolishness, and they will be ready to go back to take away his children. So let's all come together. We heard the request, so we're going to pray for that. We're going to pray and bind up this mass
Lord. Yes, Lord.
So Lord, thank you this morning, because we know that you are our God. You are the perfect God.
Lord,
thank you, God.
In the name of
Jesus.
Anybody with a mind
and they begin to turn on each other in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. No weapon formed against
one another, Heavenly Father. Father, you and our families are coming forward.
In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus against you, Satan.
Praise you, God. Glorify some soldiers and your righteous veterans that you have formed
against God's children. It's to no avail. It is cut out at the root of healing.
Thank you. went up and we just praise God for answering them, because we're walking by faith and not by sight. So we know it's done. And we just be patient and we'll see it. Faith is a seed, and faith equals growth. So let's turn it over to Pastor Darlene. Everyone have a wonderful week. And thank you all for joining this morning.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, thank you, Sister Marie. Thank you for the scriptures this morning. Thank you for just leading us as we went through this hour of power prayer. And I just want to let everyone know, Wednesday, please come early, because I have not confirmed that someone will be able to run the station. I will be available for a few minutes before my plane takes off. I will be traveling. So I'm encouraging you to get here early so that your mic will be open. If you're not here early enough, I don't know if I have someone I have asked, but I have not received an answer yet, if the station will be able to be worked as it normally is. So I'm asking everyone to get here early. When the plane takes off, I will not have a signal. I will not be able to work the station. So I'm encouraging you to get here on time, which is right at the top of the hour. I know that we have different things that we do, but in case you want to say something on Wednesday, you may not be able to say it. We may not be able to hear you if you don't get there on time. So that is the announcement about that. So once again, we thank God for everyone who's here, and I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and I hope that you're speaking the same thing that I'm speaking for your life. I see God doing some miraculous things, and these things shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. And another thing I want to say is that when I sent out that declaration that I do every morning, God has blessed some people. I have heard some testimonies of how God has been doing some miraculous things since you started making that confession. Others, if you don't have it, if you want it, let me know if I didn't get it to you. And God is doing great things. And, you know, we have to decree and declare God's word. And we continue to make a declaration that the Lord's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I decree this morning that we seek the face of God. And though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, because the Lord is with us. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. That is the word of God. I decree today that we are blessed and highly favored by God and man. I decree that we realize that the Lord has given us power to get wealth, flourishing more than we can ask or think. Some are receiving millions, some hundreds of thousands of dollars, some thousands of dollars, some hundreds of dollars, some whatever it is that you believe God to do. According to your faith, so be it done unto you. I decree this morning that we are blessed and cannot be cursed in the name of Jesus. And I decree that we overcome all by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony in Jesus' name. So everybody, I decree and declare that you have a beautiful day. I love you. Thank you so much for loving me back and loving each other, loving your family, loving those who don't like you, those who are despitefully using you. Go ahead and love them anyway, and God will bless you for that. And we thank God for the love of God being in our hearts. So everybody have a wonderfully blessed day. Come back tomorrow. We will see what the Lord has for us. And
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.